Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Will Podcast. It's your host, Santiago Brito, here on another amazing episode of the I Will Podcast. And just like life works, I ran across another amazing human being, and his name is Jacob, and I'll let him introduce himself and who he is.
Yeah, I mean, it really is crazy. So you think we met each other 15 minutes ago?
15 minutes ago.
just started talking. Yeah, from the title of the book, Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Yeah, he's reading a good book called Forgiveness. But, you know, I really told him, let's just jump on this, because I really want to get back to what you were telling me about how you made the connection with God.
Yeah. No, fantastic. My name is Jacob. I grew up in the greater Tampa area for the most part. And like I was kind of telling you, I grew up in church, was always told, you know, the right things to do. And I think a lot of it was genuine, but a lot of it was just out of a desire just to be loved more by God. And yeah. I thought the better things I did, God was like a gumball machine that, like, I could use my tokens to cash in, yeah. And then he blessed me.
I felt like good. That the same way.
Yeah, and I was like, well,
winning his favor.
Yeah, and I think that's how I associated my relationship with God, was a very transactional. I do good, I'm blessed, and then if I don't, then somehow it's my fault. And I think that led into my time in college. Anyone from the outside, I think, would have said, man, this guy's doing all the right things. I had a great first couple years in college, but I think at the bottom, underneath it all, I was very depressed. Yeah. I had a lot of friends around me, but I felt very lonely.
Yeah.
And so my junior year, spring ball was our last practice, unpadded. I dove for a ball. My friend's kneecap caught right in my temple cheekbone area, collapsed my sinus cavity, and I hit the ground real hard, blacked out.
Oh, shit.
And so, you know, I remember hitting the ground, blacking out, and then my teammate came over and picked me up, and I was like, wow, he got over here fast. I think I realized I was out. Then watching the film later, I realized I was out, but... just through all that, there's just a lot that happened. It's a long story. The first of the doctors told me they thought I had cancer, and then I was like, what are you talking about? And then,
wow.
And then I had to go get an MRI, and then finally found out I didn't have cancer, but had to get surgery on my sinus cavity and septum, and it was just about 6 months where I was, it just brought me to a massive place in my life where I was like, man, God, I'm not doing everything that my teammates are. I'm trying to follow you, do what's right, and then why am I not being blessed?
Yeah.
And so it really just brought me to say, man, everything in my life has been about you, and if I'm not part of your definition of good, and if your good doesn't include me, why am I trying
so hard? Yeah, I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, I'm not gonna do this. And so I think it was really like...
So you stopped playing football completely?
Yeah, and unfortunately, then that was kind of like the last straw. And then I went back to the doctors after 6 months, and they said it just wouldn't be wise to play football again. And so I was like, man, and then...
Took that away.
So I was like, God, I'm doing this for you. I was like, you know, this isn't for me, I'm doing this for you. I think for the first time in my life, I would say that was probably the first time I was really, really devastated from what I understood it to be.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was just, I would say the biggest turning point in my life was probably working through that as a whole. I started volunteering with this drug and alcohol addiction recovery program because one of my friends was running it and he asked me to. On the outside, I was looking, I looked good.
Yeah.
So he was like, help out with this, you know, and everything. But on the inside, I slowly realized I was addicted. I was addicted to the glory that only God deserved.
Yeah.
I was a glory thief.
The ego.
Yeah. I wanted to use, publicity, like favor, like doing right things for, I liked coaches like me more, parents like me more, teachers like me more, and I like to use that as a way to give myself glory.
Yeah.
And through all of that, I think was really life changing. And personally, working through my story of like a lot of hurts that I've had and a lot of disappointing things I've had, and learning how to preach the gospel into those broken places of my life.
Yeah.
Which what I mean by that is basically just saying, like, on one hand, I am in desperate need of God's forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that brings me so low, seeing how horrible my heart truly is if God left me to my own devices, but not leaving me there, but on the other side, how good and gracious and holy God is, and how his forgiveness, man, because of his forgiveness, I get to go live free. I get to go live as a true son of his that he is delighted in and well pleased.
Wow.
And I think that more than anything, that changed my life.
Damn, that sounds, I'm not gonna lie, that sounds so amazing and inspiring. I get the chills. I don't know, I feel like I have a battle with, I was telling you, with the church. And it's not, I have a relationship with God. I think that the church is just like, how can I say it? I'm not a fan of a church. I'm a fan
as like
of
an institution.
An institution. Yeah. I'm more of a fan of how your story is, because your story is not about a church. Your story is about the relationship with God. And I think that's what the church needs to be, about your relationship with God.
Like,
when I was at my lowest, I had nobody I could talk to. And that's how I created the connection with God, where I was just like, I give up, like, almost like how you felt. Like, it was like, there's nothing I can really do. I'm here just sitting in this hospital bed, and I'm here to do what you want me to do, God, you know, and empower that voice, because I don't only think God is around us, I think God is also within us.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
And I've been where you said empty, like where I had it, like a high, and I got the glory. I'm him, and I'm not him, you know. And I think that sometimes God brings you down, and it's like you're forgetting who really is him here.
Yeah.
And that is just like one of the most important relationships I have these days. And I've read some of the Bible. I won't tell you I read all of the Bible. And my mom, she really reads the Bible. And my mom is the one who really was like, you got to trust God. Like, let it go, she used to tell me. And I used to be like, Mom, I had to wait a whole year in a wheelchair. And I was like, that was one of the most humbling things for me, because I wanted to walk. I wanted to just like, come on.
Sure,
like I've already been through this shit. Like I just want to walk. I want to get out of here. I want to do everything I got to do. And it was tough, but I'll never forget my mom always telling me, like, in those low moments, you gotta trust God. Like, you gotta give it to him. He's
Well, I mean, first of all, I thank you for the freedom that you have to say that you even have problems with the church, because I think some people feel uncomfortable sharing that. And like, man, I love that, and I love that you can even feel the freedom to share that. And I agree, man. Like, the church as a whole, it is made up of people who are broken.
We're humans. We're humans. We're humans. I respect that and understand that. I do. Like, my barber always tells me, like, man, like, you know, like, he's the one who really made me realize. He's like, don't think of the church as you're going to a church. Think about creating that relationship with God.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, going into the future, like, that's really what I would want to do. Like,
yeah.
How is your relationship with God? Like,
yeah.
People who are broken, they need to hear that.
Well, like, I think what has God made us for? And I think he's made us for, like, we've been designed.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
incredibly designed.
And, like, so intricately by a God who loves community. And so, like, what does that mean? I think he's made us to experience community. And yeah. So he's made us to know him and love him, but to do that with others. And so even this conversation that we're having, I believe, is ordained by God.
Of course.
You know, because he wants us to experience him together.
Yeah.
And I think that is, like, in its beauty, what a church should be.
That's what it should be.
But we take that, just like anything, like, what is sin? It's taking the beautiful things God has made and using it for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so whether that's church or alcohol or sex or drugs, it's like taking beautiful things God has made and using it for our own purpose. Yeah. And that can happen in church or
we're anything. Human. Yes. I know that it's not, I don't blame anybody specific. I know that this is just the human experience. Humans yeah. aren't perfect. And even those that are there, that are broken, have to find themselves and find that relationship where they're like, you know what? We haven't been doing things correctly. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like we have to get back to why this was started. Like, this yeah. was a place for people to come and connect with God.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what it lost.
Man, and I one thing that just made me, like, think when you said that was, like, it's crazy that you said that you think it's, that God took your legs away from you.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is, like, that's insane. And that's like, that's more than, man, I don't know, 99% of people go through struggles in their life.
Yeah.
But then when I was, like, it was kind of the opposite thing for me. Like, God took away, I felt like my mind for 6 months. Like, I was just, and I wrote something, I wrote something during that time. If I can find it, it was basically, it was like a letter to God. And it was right after God said, or not God, right after the doctor said to me, like, you should never play football again. Wow. And let me see if I can find it.
Man, that's, yeah, like, you meet people every day, and I, like, I say that on my podcast. I'm like, man, everybody's going through something. Like, mm-hmm. we all have a story. And I think that the ones that are, like, on that frequency and that consciousness of having that understanding always, some way, somehow, end up meeting in a podcast room and having a good conversation that it just has to be recorded. It's for other people. And yeah. It's like you said, this is God's work. Like, this is beautiful because he's like, my children met up. Mm. I need them to talk about what I need them to talk about, share yeah. what they've been yeah. through so other people can hear it and just realize that there is so much good out here in this world. And and I know that started with your relationship with God. And yeah. and it's not to go all out, you know, religious on people and like, just, I'm not somebody who's going to be like, oh, you do this and you're a bad person, I don't need to be around you. But I've been, like Jacob said, at that glory stage where you think you're him and him is going to come and remind you that he's not going to, it's like they say, he don't let you drown, but you're going to be underwater for a little bit, you know. You gotta connect with what keeps you above that water. Yes. And I believe that's God, 100%, 1,000%. I wouldn't have made it through what I made through without God. I wouldn't be where I'm at without God. And I tell that to anybody. And when people see me and be like, man, he's amazing what you're doing, I'd be like, that's not me. That's God.
Yeah.
What you see is God. I try to do my best to grow, to learn, to become the best person I can be for myself first, for God first, for myself second, for my family third, and for my community.
Mm.
And if it's not in that order, you know, you got some soul searching to do.
That's really cool, man.
So Jacob, where is it that you go? You told me you got a speech coming up.
Yeah, I work for a college ministry here in town. And so
people can come see you there.
Well, yeah, I mean, really it's centered for college students. And so our goal is to share the gospel with college students. And
I think that's awesome.
They that they...
They took the church out of the school. They took God out of the school.
Yeah.
Not the church. They took God out of the school.
No, and, for sure.
And I think that's not the right direction. You get it?
Yes.
And no matter what religion you're part of, there's one God.
Oh, yeah.
You name the religion, there's one God. You know, I don't know what he's wearing. I don't know how he looks. But there is a creator. Connecting with him, I think, is one of the most important relationships.
Yeah, man. And I think more than anything, my goal was to go into these colleges and, like, to, you know, whether a student is struggling with alcoholism or pridefulness, it doesn't matter. It's like I can relate to them and say, man, there is something better than what you have and more fulfilling because there's a God who is crazy about you.
No, that's...
And that he has actually given everything for you and taken your place on the cross.
That's amazing.
And so that's just what I want to share with, that there is something more fulfilling and greater than anything you could ever experience.
You're a walking testament, Jacob, I'm telling you. If you could give the people, like, one of the maybe Bible verse or advice that has impacted your life the most, what would that be?
I would say at least in the past 6 months, the phrase that has impacted my life the most is the court's adjourned. What I mean by that, because that's just what I'm constantly thinking through, and what I mean by that is people say you're not saved by works, and it's like, that's not true. You are saved by works, but it's by God's works.
Yeah.
And so Jesus, the most holy being ever, went on trial for me. And what do I deserve for my sin? I deserve hell.
Yeah.
But Jesus, the perfect supplement, stepped in and said, I will take your place. And so Jesus went on trial for me and was crucified, died for me.
The court's adjourned.
And so the court's adjourned. I get to live as Jesus' record free.
Because of his sacrifice.
Because of his sacrifice. Yeah, because of what he did for me. And so I get to go share to others the exact same goodness that he's given me. And then when I throw myself back in the courtroom, it's saying what Jesus did isn't enough for me. And what a slap in the face.
That's a slap in the face, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. Jacob. It's been a pleasure to meet you. I don't believe in coincidences. Like, we met for a reason. And I look forward to maybe have you back on the podcast. Maybe we could do something together as far as, like, ministry. I'm down for whatever with you, Jacob, because I know that we're soul brothers and children of God. And thank you for coming on the show today. And thank you for sharing your experience. It's been an honor. And any last words for the people, Jacob?
Man, it's been a blessing. Thank you, sir.
It's been
an honor.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the I Will podcast. Thank you for listening, and come back for more.